I readily admit that this message series, which is entitled Great Prayers of the Bible, and then we come to an obscure passage in 1 Chronicles and look at a prayer of a man named Jabez, I admit it doesn't quite fit in a series on the great prayers of the Bible. It seems out of place. Some of you are sitting here this morning, who in the world is Jabez? I don't remember him from Sunday school. I remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I remember Noah. I remember Jonah and the whale. I remember the Apostle Paul and his missionary trips. But I don't recall ever being told about Jabez. Well, until a few years ago, the name Jabez was little more than an answer to a very difficult trivia question. Because Jabez occupies only two verses in all of Scripture. And we've heard them read. 1 Chronicles 4, verse 9 and 10. Now, maybe you've read through your Bible from beginning to end, and you're thinking, I still don't remember Jabez. Well, that might be because the first nine chapters of 1 Chronicles are largely genealogical tables. And I don't know if this will discourage you about the diligence of your minister or encourage you, but I admit that much of the time I skip the genealogical tables. Because unless you've got some kind of concordance with timelines and family trees, it's really difficult to wade through the beginning of 1 Chronicles. But every once in a while, there are spots like chapter 4 where we gain a nugget of wisdom from a godly example. Now, in recent years, Jabez has become better known in the Christian community. Some of you may have heard, some of you may have even read a book entitled The Prayer of Jabez, written by Bruce Wilkinson in around the year 2000-2001. So at least for the last decade, Jabez has received some notoriety from the Christian community who have read this book. But my interest this morning is not to talk about the book, but to talk about what's found in the book. What does Jabez pray about? What is said about Jabez in the Scriptures? And the reason why I think it's helpful that we look at the prayer of Jabez within this series is because as we look to the prayers in Scripture, we need them all together to gain the biblical principles for our own prayer. What I mean by that is if you only look at the prayer of Abraham, or if you only look at the prayer of David, or you only look at the prayer of Jabez, what you get are some of the principles that we should be employing in our own prayers. But by making this a message series, by looking at the prayers of many, I'm estimating that we gain most, if not all, of the principles that we need for our own prayer life. So the account begins in verse 9, where we learn that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother gave him the name, which means sorrowful, because she bore him with sorrow. It's amazing to me that we're talking about a man of Scripture, a man who is said to be honorable, and his name, Jabez, what does it mean? It means sorrowful. It means in pain. Now, this is probably going to sound a bit judgmental, but who names their child sorrowful? Who does that to a child? What should we name him? Well, this boy caused me nothing but grief and pain and misery. We're going to call him Sorrowful, or Jabez, as it is in the Hebrew. Now, as you can tell, I'm a little bit sensitive to what goes into naming of a child. Do any of you know what the name Bryn means? Well, the name Bryn, as it stands, means little mound. Or little hill. Now that might be okay if I was 6 foot, 6'2". Then we could say, oh, isn't it funny? Little mound is 6'3". Well, this little mound's only 5'9" with shoes on. So I'm a little sensitive when it comes to names. Perhaps you've driven down Eastern Road and you've noticed a big, beautiful house and property, and it's called Bryn Mawr. Now, Bryn Mawr is the full version of my name, which I didn't get, by the way, but Bryn Mawr means hill by the sea. Now, that's impressive, right? We all want to live on a hill by the sea, and you drive down Eastern Road and you see this wonderful property. It's very impressive, Bryn Mawr. But no, I'm here before you as a little mound to talk to you about a man named Sorrowful. Now, I want us to have a look at this prayer, and this is one of the most challenging prayers for me to unpack for you. And the reason is, this more than most biblical texts relies heavily on translation. This, of course, was written in Hebrew. Hebrew does not translate perfectly into English. And how we translate affects how we interpret. How we translate affects how we interpret. And I've been leaning on the New International Version for my ministry here, and I love this Bible, and it's one of my favorite translations. But there's no such thing as a perfect translation, and the NIV really drops the ball on 1 Chronicles 9 and 10. And so I commended Margaret, the King James Version, which I know many of you grew up with, many of you love the King James. The King James gets 1 Chronicles 4 right. So even though I can't understand all the these and thous, the other parts of the passage are really helpful and accurate for our study. So what does Jabez pray? He says, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast or my territory, that thy hands might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Then we read that God granted to Jabez what he asked for. And I have a strong suspicion that this is what motivated Bruce Wilkinson to write a book and what motivated millions to read it, because we're interested in that last part. God granted Jabez what he asked for. And that's our position when it comes to prayer. We don't want to be lobbing up requests to God with only a faint hope that he's listening or will do something. We want what Jabez experienced, where we ask God for something and he grants it. Well, if we take a superficial glance at Jabez's prayer, you might conclude that he was asking for temporal blessings. That he was asking for something like wealth or prosperity or security of some sort. And this is why the translation is so important here. Because Jabez's first request is that thou would bless me indeed. Thou would bless me really. And it's present in the Hebrew and missing in the NIV, and it's critical that Jabez isn't asking for any kind of blessing, but he's asking for the best kind of blessing, that thou would bless me indeed. I think this modifier holds the key to understanding what Jabez is asking for. Because we rightly want blessings and ask for blessings all the time. We ask for silly blessings. We want the Miami Heat to win the NBA championship. Or maybe we want the Vancouver Canucks to win the Stanley Cup. There are silly blessings that we want to see. But then there are other things that we rightly regard as blessings. Our daily food, our home, our family, our good health. But even as these things are true blessings, we must admit that all of these things are temporary. I will not always be in good health. I will not always have worldly security. All of these things have an expiry date when I leave this earth. None of these things, our home, our family, our health, our daily food, none of these things last beyond this world, at least not in the form that we know them here. But what is the prayer of Jabez? What is he asking for? Is he asking, Lord, bless me? No, he says, Lord, that you would bless me indeed. It's as if Jabez is asking for things that won't wear out. He's asking for things that won't expire. I want to suggest to you this morning that what Jabez is asking for is he's asking for God. And he's asking for God and his benefits. So to be blessed indeed, in the Christian context, to be blessed indeed is to receive from God our Heavenly Father, Jesus, his only begotten Son. To be blessed indeed is to receive from Christ his righteousness. To receive from Christ forgiveness for our sins. To be blessed indeed is to receive from God his Holy Spirit. To be blessed indeed is to experience the transforming power of God change our lives. To be blessed indeed is to be given a new citizenship, a citizenship in heaven. Did the blessings obtained by Jabez include earthly, temporal blessings? They probably did. He probably did have temporal blessings in mind when he prayed. But the indication here is that he wanted more. That he was not looking for superficial assistance, but rather he wanted to be really blessed, indeed blessed. Well, does that mean that Jabez anticipated the coming of Christ? Did Jabez anticipate the particular benefits of a relationship with Jesus? No, I don't think he did. But there's enough ambiguity to the prayer that we can draw principles for ourselves. Without knowing precisely what being blessed indeed looked like, Jabez simply asked God to give him the very best he has to offer. And that's the wonderful example that I want each of us to hear this morning. God wants you to ask him to give you the very best he has to offer. Some of us think that means physical health. Some of us believe that means security or wealth. But I think you'll be surprised at what God regards as his very best. That's the example Jabez gives us. Have you ever read C.S. Lewis, author of Mere Christianity, Screwtape Letters, The Great Divorce, The Chronicles of Narnia? C.S. Lewis, I think, has rightly identified a common shortcoming that we have in our relationship with Jesus. C.S. Lewis indicates that our problem is not that you and I want too much, but our problem or our shortcoming is that we want too little. Here's an exact quote from C.S. Lewis. It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is being offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by an offer of a holiday at the sea, we are far too easily pleased. Jabez was not too easily pleased. And neither should we. We want to be praying with Jabez that God would give us his very best, that he would really bless us, that he would bless us indeed. That's just the first petition. I want to move to the second petition of Jabez's prayer, where we hear that he asked to enlarge my coast, or in some translations, enlarge my territory. Well, what territory is Jabez talking about? Is he looking for a bigger property? Does he want to upgrade his home? Is he looking for a larger slice of his inheritance? No, such a petition is out of step with the rest of the prayer. I think J.C. Philpott, a minister of a former day, is onto something when he says that every Christian soul has a border. Every Christian soul has a border, and our border is limited by our doubts, by our fears, by our guilt. And it's as if Jabez is praying, Lord, help me to expand that. Help me to expand my view of you and my understanding of how you work in this world. Overcome my fear and my anxiety and my guilt and my worry. That's one way we could look at the enlargement of his territory. I also think that the prayer to enlarge my territory might also be a reference to his influence. Jabez might be asking, when he says, enlarge my territory, he might be saying, Lord, increase my influence for you within the community that I find myself. And certainly I resonate with that. If that's what the prayer means, if that's what the petition means, I resonate with that. Because when I help out at the Urban Renewal Center, when I help out at Ranfurly Homes, when I'm playing street hockey in the Nassau Street Hockey League, I have a hope that I'm bringing a Christian influence. And that Christian influence that I'm bringing to bear on that place, that it's making a difference. So if that's what the petition means, I resonate with that. And perhaps with you as well, you want to sensibly and sensitively bring your Christianity to bear in your workplace. You want your faith to be brought to bear in your friendships, in your relationships at home. And to that end, we pray, Lord, enlarge my territory. Enlarge my ability to bring a Christian influence upon others. And I think as a congregation, we would resonate with this. I think you would agree that we don't simply want to impact one another. We're not here simply to build up and encourage one another, and then to go on leading our lives as if nothing happened here on Sunday. We want what happens here on Sunday morning to spill into our entire week. We want what happens here to inform us and to guide us and to motivate us to enlarge our territory in this community that we serve. We want to be a greater influence for Christ. And to that end, we should pray with Jabez, Lord, enlarge our territory. Well, that takes us to the third petition of Jabez's prayer. And he prays that thy hand might be with me. And again, I think that goes with the petition before. If we want to make a difference for God, we don't want to do that by our own power or by our own strength or our own comprehension of our environment. If we're going to be influencing others, we want help. And Jabez has the humility and wisdom to know this isn't a solo mission. Jabez understands that if he is going to have an enlarged influence, he needs divine assistance. We might remember Jesus saying to his disciples in John 15:5, he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Or we could say, apart from me, you'll have no influence. Apart from me, you won't make a difference in this world. Apart from me, your territory will not be enlarged. Jabez appreciated that if we're going to make a difference for Jesus Christ in this world, if we're going to sensibly communicate our faith, we need divine assistance, that thy hands might be with me. And then in the final petition, and again, the NIV really changes this from what the King James does, that thou would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. That thou would keep me from evil, and that thou would prevent me from causing pain. Jabez has an understanding not only that he needs assistance to reach the goal, but he needs a power to restrain him from doing what he would naturally do. So do you see that the two-pronged course here? Jabez, left to himself, sees that he would do wrong, that he would harm others. So he needs help to restrain the evil within, and he needs assistance to do the good without. The two go hand in hand. I don't know if that sounds like a strange prayer to you. It probably doesn't, because you pray it whenever you pray the Lord's Prayer. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I wonder if our Lord had Jabez in mind when he added that in his prayer. We don't simply want to do thy will. We don't simply want to advance thy kingdom, but we have to restrain that which is dishonorable to God. We have these four petitions. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my influence. Your hand be with me. Help me to do good things. Your hand restrain me. Keep me from evil. And then we read, God granted Jabez what he asked for. God granted Jabez what he asked for. And that's what we want. That's what I want. If I'm going to be praying to God, if I'm going to be making petitions to God, one, I want to know he's listening, but two, I want to know that there's a chance he's going to do something in response to my prayers. And yet I also know that God is not a supernatural genie. He is not obligated to do whatever I wish for. He is not a cosmic vending machine who responds when I put the right configuration of prayer change in. No, for God to grant what we request, we must request what God commends. And that's the example Jabez gives us. Jabez asks for that which God commends. The petitions of Jabez are in step with the purposes of God. Or to put it another way, what Jabez wanted for himself is exactly what God wanted for Jabez. I recently read a quote that said something to this effect. One of the best prayers you can pray... Excuse me, I'm going to try this again. One of the best prayers you can pray is the prayer that asks God what to pray for. I don't know about you, but I love that. One of the best prayers you can pray is the prayer that asks God what you can pray for. Because one of the primary aims of prayer is to bridge the gap, to bridge the gulf between what we want and what God wants. Because naturally, what we want is different from what God wants. And we bridge the difference in the prayer closet. We come together, we seek to be in union with Christ, and the gulf is bridged from what we want to what God wants for us. And we try not to come out of that prayer closet until we want the same thing. And I can assure you, it's not about us twisting God's arm until he does what we want. But it's allowing our will to be bent by God until we want what he wants. Friends, the key to the prayer of Jabez is that he asks for what God wants. And the great thing about this prayer for our application is if we're wondering, what does God want? We look at Jabez's prayer. And then we ask the question, if I ask for the same things that Jabez asked for, can I have confidence that God will grant me those things? And I think the answer is yes. If you ask for the very best that God has to offer you, if you pray to be blessed indeed, you will receive that. If you ask God to expand your influence and your capacity to make a difference for Him in this community, He will answer that. If you pray for divine assistance, if you pray for help, if you pray for strength to do His will and to advance the gospel, He'll give that strength. If you want the ability to refrain from evil and things that dishonor God, if you want help overcoming temptation, God promises to give that. If you're at all like me, you start your prayers by telling God what you want. That's normal. That's natural. I don't want you to feel guilty about that. That's just the way we're wired. We're going to go to God with what's hurting us, with what's causing us anxiety, with that which is consuming us. We're going to go to God with what we want. That's normal. But my hope is that as we linger in prayer, that we will begin to ask God for the things that Jabez asked for. God is eager to give you His very best. God is eager to give you good gifts. The God we worship through Jesus Christ wants to bless you indeed. So as you pray as Jabez did, and God will give you what you ask for.